Hey there, hi there, ho there, kindness warriors. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Kindness Warriors podcast, a place where you and me and all of us get to come together for a short amount of time and just fizz each other up. We get to feel that little old sparkle of razzle dazzle in our day. We might laugh, we might cry, we might think a little bit harder about something we haven't really thought hard about in a while. Heck, we might just spend a bit of time together decompressing. Whatever it is today, whatever you need, I hope you get it here. And if you don't, I hope you find it somewhere else, because you know what? You damn well deserve it. Kindness warriors, let's go. Hey there. Hi there. Ho there, kindness warriors. How are you today? I hope you're well. To paint a picture for you, right now it is noon on a Tuesday here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. The sun is shining. We have had nigh on a full week of summery, beautiful, gorgeous days. And I can't remember the last time we had a full week of this. So, I mean, big round of applause for Mother Nature. Coming in at the end of summer and the beginning of autumn here down under to really remind us of beautiful, beautiful, beautiful blessings that come in the shape of birdsong and blue skies and dewdrops and monarch butterflies and the really loud bird and the tree out front that laughs like a human male. It laughs like a grown-up dude. So, so funny. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about dance cards because, wow, I used up my dance card for the next few months and the last weekend. I'm not sure if I'm really clear about it here on this podcast, but I am a homebody of all homebodies. I mean, I really hype myself up for projects and times when I know there's going to be a lot of eventing and peopling and adulting and networking and connecting, because I know there will be a big fall off the precipice of extroversion into a dark cavern of introversion where my batteries need to recharge. That is to say, over the last week, I got to see my good friend Vanessa and her bandmate Sai, the Tattletale Saints, play at the Tuning Fork in Auckland. They were amazing. And then fast forward 6 days later, I got to see my friends Mandy and Bonnie. Bonnie, who fronts a band called White Chapel Jack, that's J-A-K. They had the Tuning Fork going off like a frog in a sock. Let me tell you, I know better now. When I see White Chapel Jack next, I will be wearing dancing shoes, not fancy shoes. But we went out on Saturday night and we danced our little feet off and it was fantastic and we sang and it was great. Highly suggest doing this if it's been a while since you've moved your body and danced to the rhythm. And then Sunday we got back up and we being my wife and I, headed to the big gay out. The last big gay out that happened in Auckland that I was able to attend, and maybe that was the last big gay out since the Rona, was in 2021, I believe. Was it in 2021? I think so. And it was on it's February, Cassie. Oh my God. See? My batteries aren't back up to full yet. It was February 13th because the next day I think was Lover's Day. I think it was Valentine's Day. I don't know. You're going to have to Google that for actual facts. All I know is that we went to the big gay out. It was sunny. It was beautiful. We went for 2 hours and then Auckland went into a quick little level 4 lockdown off of the back of that. Luckily this year, we didn't do that. We had a great time. We filled our tank with friends and whānau and conversations and, oh, I'm just wondering if I should share this story. I mean, I feel like our stories are what connect and bond us. And yeah, okay, I'll tell you this story. So I met the Prime Minister of New Zealand, the new Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, for the first time at the Big Gay Out. And, you know, I I might be an effusive and affable person. I tell a lot of really bad dad jokes at the best of times. But I tend to try and behave myself, at least when I first meet people. That's all to preface this story with the fact that I saw that the Prime Minister was going for a walk around at the Big Gay Out. It was fantastic to see the leader of our country in a shirt that spoke screeds about acceptance and love and trans visibility and a lot of the things that, you know, underlying all of the words is love. And I thought that was pretty badass of him to be not only be wearing that, but he had a big rainbow painted down his arm and he was walking around meeting people. And I don't know, I don't want to be that person who's like, "Hi, Mr. Prime Minister," and wait to meet somebody. It's like, if it's meant to happen, it's meant to happen. So he was walking around with his contingency of folks, one of which is a good friend of mine, our local labor badass, Shannon. And I thought, okay, you know, if things happen, they happen. So I walked in the other direction of the Prime Minister and went to a merch tent. And at this merch tent, my belly started to rumble. So I thought, that little rumbly in my tumbly must mean it's time for a protein bar. So I got in my little bum bag, aka fanny pack for American listeners, and I rumbled around in there and I found me a protein bar. And I unwrapped that protein bar and I stuck half of it in my mouth because, you know, no time like the present to eat too much too quickly. As I'm stuffing my mouth, I look up and notice some movement to my left, and I see Shannon makes beautiful eye contact with me, and he smiles. And as he smiles, he walks towards me with the Prime Minister and says, "Mr. Prime Minister, I'd like to introduce you to Cassie Roma." My mouth was full of protein bar, so I did that awkward thing that you do with a full mouth, and I put my hand over my mouth and gesticulated like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, my mouth's full." And the Prime Minister, also being an affable and nice enough fellow, says to me, he says, "Boy, isn't it awkward meeting somebody for the first time with your mouth full?" Mm-hmm. That's what he said. So, of course, you know what my response was. It was, yeah, you got it? It was obviously to have the first thing I said to the new Prime Minister be, "Is it too early for a that's what she said joke?" Oh my God, I heard those words come out of my mouth. And I did a full cringe. And it wasn't until everybody started to giggle, including the Prime Minister, that I was like, "Oh my God, Cassie, what?" And then as my mind was doing the, "Oh my God, what have you just done?" I realized my mouth was still moving. And my mouth was telling the Prime Minister not only, "Oh, that's what she said" joke, but that I'd been out the night before and I hadn't been out for many, 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 many months. And I'd probably had too much tequila. And I just, it didn't stop. The mouth just kept moving. And so this story is a reminder of the fact that, hey, we all have our moments. and some of them are weird, hopefully memorable. I hope the Prime Minister knows, you know, I'm just a fun gal. Like to have a little bit of banter, a little bit of chat. Yeah. So that happened. Also, at the Big Gay Out, another thing that happened was I got to spend some time with my friend Karen O'Leary. She is one of my favorite humans on the planet. We were very lucky to work together on a little show called Celebrity Treasure Island last year. And since then, we've kept in touch. And I adore her heart and her mind and how she moves through the world. So I sat down with her for a podcast to follow up on her Full Disclosure podcast, actually. And we got deep really fast. We talked about queer rights around the world and the fact that half of the Commonwealth countries, 50% of Commonwealth countries still have homosexual laws on the books that basically make it illegal to be who we are, which then sent me into a vortex of learning to try and figure out what kinds of places in the world still have anti-homosexuality laws. And my friend, my friends, Fono family, there are 70 anti-homosexuality laws on the books across 70 nations. So I'm sorry, there are more than 70 anti-homosexual laws on the books. There are 70 nations that have them on their books. And as we go through it, I mean, I look at Africa, you've got Algeria, Burundi, Cameroon, Chad, Comoros, Egypt, Eritrea, Swaziland, Eswatini, I think that's how it is, Ethiopia, Gambia, Ghana, Guinea, Kenya, Liberia, Libya, Malawi, Mauritania, Mauritius, Morocco, Namibia, Nigeria, Senegal, Sierra Leone, Somalia, South Sudan, Tanzania, Togo, Tunisia, Uganda, Zambia, Zimbabwe. Then you've got Asia in the Middle East, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Brunei, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Lebanon, Malaysia, the Maldives, Myanmar, Oman, Pakistan, Palestine, it says the Gaza Strip only, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Sri Lanka, Syria, Turkmenistan, the United Arab Emirates, Uzbekistan, and Yemen. In America, the Dominicas, Grenada, Guyana, Jamaica, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. In the United States, there are anti-sodomy laws on the books, and it's unconstitutional across 14 different states. Here in Oceania, the Cook Islands, Kiribati, Niue, Papua New Guinea, Samoa, the Solomon Islands, Tonga, and Tuvalu all have anti-homosexuality laws on their books. So it's illegal in 68 countries. There are 70 countries in which there are laws on their books. How is this not shocking? How are we not in places like New Zealand or more liberal parts of the United States and Europe agitating for better, demanding better, doing our best for better? We talk a lot about kindness in this podcast and kindness not equaling niceness. I have this thing in me, this fire that's burning in the last few weeks, and I'm starting to get a little mad. And I think mad's okay. As long as we focus it and funnel it in the right direction, as long as we agitate the right leaders, as long as those leaders start to enact laws that are for equity and equality and basic human rights. Wow. And all of that was off the back of a conversation with Karen, in which we also learned that the most important part of storytelling is listening. Two ears, one mouth. Right, Karen? Wow, that was a big one. So I wanted to talk about the Big Gay Out and Whitechapel Jack because, wow, we had the gayest of the gay weekends. It was fantastic. Also, before we kick into what I really want to talk about this week, which I've kind of called shouting out car windows, and I'll get to why I've called it that, I wanted to kind of give three things for you this week to consider spending your time on other than scrolling the social medias or, you know, doom scrolling is I like to call it my older millennial brain. Three things. So a book. I'm reading a book called Cast by Isabella Wilkerson. Oh my gosh, words, Cassie. By Wilkerson. And it is one of the most hard-hitting, deep, beautiful, gritty, sad, sharp, intellectual, and important books I've ever read in my life. I'm reading it as slowly and as intentionally as I can, taking lots of notes, going for walks and thinking about the ideas that are not even being put in front of me, the ideas that exist, the rules that exist, the world that exists, and then thinking about my place in the world and how I can help others. So the book is Cast. Music. If you just need some music to rock out to because the world feels a little bit heavy right now. I did not have on my bingo card for this year Miley Cyrus being the bae of my heart, but OMG, she just being Miley. And by just being Miley, she just dropped a banger of an album. Endless Summer Vacation is on repeat on my walks in the house while I work. It is so just perfect. It's a perfect pop album. It's got depth. It's got nuance. It's silly. It's funny. It's heartbreaking. And it's just a really damn good listen. If you need some music, check out Miley. Third, podcast. I'd say kindness warriors, but you're already here. So I'm going to say the Aid and Abet podcast. My friend Vanessa, who I often talk about on this podcast, probably because my brain in podcast mode's thinking about her a lot. We started the Aid and Abet podcast with a goal and intention of aiding and abetting people, mostly Wahine, BIPOC friends and whānau, and LGBTQIA plus creators to find their groove, to feel empowered and uplifted. And we are having some fire chats. So we are doing three kinds of podcasts on Aid and Abet. The first one is Vanessa and I are kind of breaking down, doing quote fingers, quote unquote, already established rules and norms. So we talk about things like success and happiness and ideas that, especially as women, we are sold from society that there are measures that we should measure ourselves upon, but we weren't part and parcel to those measures. So we break those down. And we look at different ways of moving through the world and defining who we are and what we're after in life. Defining legacy, defining happier, defining success on terms that you can't put into a spreadsheet. So that's one kind of thread that we're telling stories through. The other thread is through reviews. So far we've reviewed my favorite book, The Dictionary of Lost Words, and we've reviewed the documentary Stutz with Jonah Hill and his therapist, Phil Stutz. And the third thread to our Aid and Abet podcast, interwoven blanket, as you will, our quilt of goodness, is special guests. And this week we launched with special guest Alice Soper. If you are not aware of who Alice is, the work that she's doing for Wahine in sports, for equity of reach, of opportunity, of knowing, of pay, of all of these things in professional women's sports and grassroots, then go check out Alice. Check out the Aid and Abet podcast. Help us out if you can. Like it, subscribe, review, all of those things. We're having a blast. And we have been told in the last few days that we are actually only, now that we're only five episodes in, we are seventh in New Zealand for self-improvement podcasts, and we've cracked the top 20 for education. So, yeehaw, thank you for that. Right, I need a little drink here. Hold on, I need a sip. Just talking your ear off. I feel like I should give you a break, but I don't know. We gotta speed up, slow down, right? Right. The main thing I wanted to talk about today is about something that happened to me last week. And I should preface this by saying things like this, they happen a lot. And I know that'll be hard for my mom to hear and people who love me to hear that. Things like this, they do happen more than I think me or anybody in the rainbow community let on. We have just learned to look down, look away, shut up, shake our head, or just keep moving on when they happen. But 6 days ago, just about a week ago, I was walking down the road. Strangely enough, it was my first walk alone in months. And I was taking a phone call, as I do on my walks. I take all of my business phone calls on walks. And I could hear the squealing of tires as I came to an intersection and some hollering. I had my noise canceling earbuds in, and I looked up from taking notes on my phone, and a car had skidded to a stop right in front of me. And inside the car were five young men. I'd say they were between the ages of, 17 and 22. And I could see they were agitated and they were yelling. So I said to the person on the phone, hold on a second, pulled my earbud out, and they looked to all of them. Were screaming at me and were saying things like, you dyke bitch. You know, I'm not going to say the C word on this podcast. It just doesn't feel right coming out of my mouth. But I mean, think of the worst words you could call somebody that you don't know and add those here with anger. And that's what these five young fellas stopped to do to me, was to yell this at me, a stranger. And I don't know, I was a little bit shook up in the moment because young men traveling in packs, you know, that's not even just aggressive. That's scary when you're on your own as a woman. Luckily, it was daylight outside and there were other people around. And luckily, my brain, when it went into like a little bit of fear mode, was to yell back, "Shame on you. Shame on you." And when they could hear me yelling, "Shame on you," up went their windows and off they went. But I left there a bit shaken. And instead of just sucking it up this time, instead of just telling my friends and moving on and not doing anything about it, I thought a little bit about how often I talk about the importance of visibility and representation. And so, you know, I've got some platforms, and I decided I would tweet about it. So in the moment, I tweeted about it. And off the back of the tweet came a few phone calls from local media. And off the back of the few phone calls from local media came a few stories in our papers here in New Zealand. And off of the back of the stories that were so beautifully handled by the journalists who I spoke to here in New Zealand, every day since, I have had at least a handful, if not more, people coming up to talk to me. People I don't know, people I've not met before, but who always say, "We know who you are," either it's from the TV or it's from work or it's from just being the lady who walks for hours and hours and is always on her phone. I've had so many different kinds of people, from kids younger than my own daughter to today. I had an 80-year-old fella up the street who said, "I see you every day and I want you to know." "I want you to know, I read that article in the paper, and I'm sorry. That's not good enough. And I'm reminded of the power of sharing. I'm reminded of the importance of getting mad. I'm reminded of not covering up our emotions and pretending like we are so fucking tough because this happens all the time that it doesn't matter. Because you can hear it in my voice right now. It does matter. The way people talk to other people at all times matters. I don't care how you identify. I want you to live your best life. I want you to have the pronouns you want. I want you to have the love that you want. I want you to have the jobs and the success and the family and the stuff and the legacy and the wild wonder of knowing and gathering stories and good people. I want that for all of us. But staying quiet and pretending that this kind of stuff doesn't hurt, well, that's just a lie. And I'm not here to lie to y'all. So I wanted to talk about this today because a few weeks back, I did a podcast on how to be an ally. And that was a really, really lovely and successful podcast. I had a lot of friends who work in corporates and in management and, you know, diversity and inclusion spaces who got in touch and asked a lot of really great questions about being active allies and about treating others with kindness by not centering ourselves all of the time. So I would love for this also to be a little beacon in the night, not for our allies, not for folks who self-identify as straight and cis, but for all of my LGBTQIA+ fauna. We don't have to be strong all the time. And in fact, I think sharing some of the hard stuff makes us stronger because we see each other more, because we are, we're just as diverse as everybody else. Let's be real. We gays are not very nice to each other sometimes, but we can be nicer. We can all be nicer to each other. So to all of you listening in right now, my sisters and brothers, my non-binary beloveds, I just want to say I see you And I love you. And please, please keep coming up to me on the street. Please keep coming up to me in public. Please keep reaching out on social and telling me your stories. I want to hear them. I want to hear you. We don't get seen enough. But if we get heard, we might fix that. So today, I would like all of us to do three things. First and foremost, if we go all the way back to the beginning of this podcast and we think about the things that fill our batteries, go out and have a good time, but then go back into your cavern of glorious introversion if you need to. Allow yourself that. You get that. The second thing is poise. Oh my goodness, if you're going to meet the prime minister, make sure you've got the poise of a 41-year-old elder millennial who's going to drop a that's what she said joke. Lord alive. And three, it's okay to feel shaken up when people throw hate at you. It's also okay to feel compassion for the people who've done it. My heart, and I think a lot of those tears I cried just now and in the past, and I will cry in the future, these tears are for those young men in that car. My heart breaks for them. What kind of world, what kind of life, what kind of information is going into their head and hearts for them to act like that and to think that that's the way to treat others. As a mama, my heart breaks. As a human and as a gay woman, my heart also breaks because I deserve better. You deserve better. We all deserve better. So this week, take care of each other. Look after your friends. Stop people on the streets. Give folks a compliment or a hug. And just be the love that you want to see in this world. We've got this, kindness warriors. Go gently. Be as brave as you need to be. And go out into this world with courage. Perfect is the last thing I want to be. I'd rather wear the scars. The Kindness Warrior podcast is produced by me, Cassie Roma, with music by Edward LaBarbera and Cassie Roma. I want to get married in Vegas to a stranger on the strip, skinny dip in the ocean, look, I don't give a rip. Smoke something stronger than a marble cigarette. Oh. I want to just sip fiery whiskey, take one too many shots, buy something pricey with the money I ain't got. All the things that I ain't conquered yet, I wanna live a life I regret.